Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's not your day. They've got to turn it around fast.
This is Eckler. Eckler breaking free. Eckler in the clear. Can they catch him? To the 15, the 10, inside the 5-yard line before he's brought down from behind by Greg Newsom.
Oh, they'll catch him. You don't have to worry about that. Was that from last season? They caught him. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Do not take that as me not liking the move, but just didn't have the same speed and explosiveness and burst. And playing through some injuries last year, he got from behind quite a bit, but can still help this team. Well, let's continue working through the moves, and then we'll hit the phones. You can line up your thoughts and calls right now at 800-636-1067. Just giving us your observations on their approach and some of your takes on the haul so far, 9 free agents having been added. So let's get to McManus. He's kind of next as we work our way in order from the most recent to the first move that they made. Brandon McManus last night, this was late last evening, kicker, 1 year, $3.6 million. You guys probably best know him for his 10 years in Denver. He's got a huge leg. And when you're kicking in the Mile High City, it helps. But 32 years old, going into year 11. Last season, first year in Jacksonville after the 10 years with the Broncos, he was automatic inside of 50. 25 of 27 from 0 to 49 last year, and then 5 of 10 from distance, 50-plus. That big leg, how about 28 field goals, Danny, from 50-plus over the last 4 years, an average of 7 per season. Now, again, 3 of those years were in Denver where the ball flies, but really no drop-off in Jacksonville in that regard last year. Here's why they liked him over Joey Sly, in my opinion. Joey Sly, over the last 3 full years, 2.5 of which were in Washington, and then he had 2 teams in the first half of 3 seasons ago. He missed 11 extra points in 3 years. 11. McManus missed 3 in that same time. I think that's kind of
the summary.
End of the conversation. It also helps, not only the 35 for 35 and extra points last year, but if you go back over the last 4 seasons, Brandon McManus, number 1 in the NFL, 95% field goals made from 40 to 49 yards, which is often the most common field goal distance. He was number 1 among all kickers, 40 to 49, over the last 5 years in a percentage he hit. So
you touched on him. That's the part I care about with kickers. Over 50 is nice. They're made routinely, but it's still kind of a bonus, right? That's points maybe when you shouldn't get some. And it's not as if he's a slouch in that regard. Last year was actually a down year for him in that regard. In 2020, again, albeit in Denver, 10 out of 15 from deep ones. I mean, he's kicked 58-yarders, 61-yarders, high 50s. They're not scared to give him attempts from that far away. The part I care about, though, is basically 49 and in. I need that to be automatic. His career, he's almost 94% in that regard, and that's kind of held true even over the last several seasons. He was 8-for-8, 8-for-8, 10-for-10, and 11-for-13 from those distances over the last handful of years. That's what I care about. It's not as if you're sacrificing touchbacks, too. Not quite as good as Sly in that regard, but still a really high percentage.
Brings us to Eckler, the move made last evening right after we got off the air during overtime. Heard Toby reacting to it in real time when I was driving home. Eckler gets a couple of years. So we had Brad Spielberger of PFF on, and at that point yesterday, Josina Anderson had reported the Commanders were one of a couple of teams in serious talks with Eckler. And Spielberger told us he thought it would be around $4 or $5 million per year. He kind of hit it on the head. It can be worth up to $11.5 million. He'll probably make less than that unless things go really well. And let's face it, if he makes all $11.5 million the next couple of years, it means he played really well.
That's right.
And that there was plenty of gas left in the tank, so you'll take that. But this is a fun one because he's a star. He's a name. Everybody knows him. We just don't see this team over the last several years swimming in these waters very often. But he's 28 now. So he's at an age where at running back you fall off, and he certainly did last season. Led the NFL, Danny, in touchdowns in 2021 and 2022. He had 38 combined touchdowns, 20 and 18 respectively those 2 years. His yards per attempt last year went from 4.5 to 3.5. battled a bunch of injuries. But you just got to go back two seasons ago. He caught 107 passes. This is a three-time 70-catch running back, a two-time 90-catch back. You know, there aren't guys like that in the league. They just don't exist. The reason I was so in when I heard this yesterday at the right price, are you taking a quarterback at two? If the answer is yes, other than a tight end weapon, probably the best thing you can do is a guy who can make plays after the catch out of the backfield. And don't you think they've really missed that role since 100%. McKissick?
100%.
Receiver, pass pro, safety net for the kid QB, veteran in the room that can help Robinson, Rodriguez, the fantasy community, all the guys on Twitter that, you know, every run's the worst play ever and, you know, that just hate everything that happens. I'm sure they're killing this. I've seen some of them destroying this move. I get it. He's old in running back years, and last year was ugly. But there is context. You know, they don't want you to know that. He got injured in week one. He was playing behind the 32nd-ranked run-blocking offensive line in the league. The Chargers were number 24 in run-block win percentage last year. Justin Herbert got hurt in week six. Remember he hurt his finger? He was banged up for weeks, and then Easton Stick started down the stretch. Like, it was not an ideal situation for Eckler, and maybe he's done. Okay, you didn't pay him a lot of money. But I would point to, Danny, 532 yards after the catch last season as a running back, plus 126 over expected, number three in the NFL. He's number one in that category since 2018, meaning you catch the ball, what are you supposed to get based on the chip data of where the tackle should be made? He has gained 744 more yards since 2018 than he was supposed to. And in 2023 alone, the bad year where everyone says he's done and he's got nothing left, only Rashad White and Kenneth Walker did a better job than him at getting yards after the catch over expected last year. So it tells me he's still got a little something left as a receiver.
So, and that's what I care about. I don't care about his yards per carry. Yards per carry for running backs, or is Saquon Barkley bad? His yards per carry haven't been particularly good. You run behind a bad offensive line, bad scheme, bad design. That's what happens. I care about him as a pass catcher. That's what everybody should care about when it comes to running backs. He is the prototype, or has been in his career. Like, this is what I look for. I will often reference an Austin Eckler type. Well, this is an Austin Eckler type in the form of Austin Eckler. This is what everybody should be looking for.
He might not be Austin Eckler anymore.
Fair enough.
But maybe he's a poor man's version of Austin Eckler.
Right. I mean, we've seen it with Chris Thompson, J.D. McKissick. Run through it. Can you catch the ball to the backfield? Can you pass pro? Can you run it just enough so it's not an obvious tell when you're in the game? The answer is yes to all those things. It doesn't cost a ton of money. I know snarky fantasy folks are pissed off, and that's fine. Let them be. This is one of those.
Any dollar spent on a running back pretty much annoys that community, it seems like, I will say. And like, the team has a ton of money. They're not going to spend it all. I'm not suggesting just throwing dumb money. If they would have signed Derrick Henry for $12 million, I would have killed it. If they would have signed Saquon Barkley for $11 million, or Devin Singletary for $9 million, or name your running back for $8 million, that's dumb. They didn't spend a lot, man. And another guy, by the way, who he comes in, he's worked with Anthony Lynn. They're tight. They have a good relationship. I think this could be really good for the young quarterback.
So I don't expect gangbusters first or second round fantasy value just to go down that road, but I would now start to look for two more guys like this. Sixth round, seventh round, undrafted. Find me the scat back that can catch passes. Enough of this archaic Mesozoic between the tackles thumper. It's not 1985. Find me more Ecklers. That's the design. That's the idea.
Well, look where our guy Adam Peters came from in San Francisco and how they use Christian McCaffrey, right? We've talked a lot about wanting to go get a weapon at wide receiver, like a third option. Maybe they just did that in the form of a running back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.